Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Hello, I am Jason Thomas, and this is the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. That intro that my wife and daughter made a few years ago still puts a big smile on my face. Makes me glad I'm doing this podcast. Real quick, before we jump into anything, I wanted to say that if you guys haven't watched the franchise first episode, you need to shut off this crappy little podcast and go over to YouTube, type in the franchise, and watch at least the first 4.5 minutes or so of the first episode of the franchise, because it will get you started. It will get you ready for this season, and I can't wait for the rest of the episodes if they keep building off that. This first episode has a lot to do with Orlando Brown Jr. and Andrew Wiley and the offensive line in general, but it really makes you like both of those guys. I'm sure there's a lot of personality between the two of them. You see Joe Tooney a little bit, and you can definitely tell that he's maybe more businesslike and a little bit less personality-wise, at least in front of the camera. But you kind of get your first look at him, and it's interesting. I mean, if you love the Chiefs as much as I do, you're going to eat that up, and you have probably already watched it. So the first week of training camp is now in the books, and I'm just going to go through and kind of talk about some things that came up this week with the team. And what I think that means going forward, probably a lot like you guys, keeping your eyes on all the news coming out of training camp. And let's start with the offensive line. And, you know, it started out like pretty much everybody thought, I think. On the left side, Orlando Brown, Joe Tooney. I'm going to try to say his name right from now on. Just like Jaron Reed. I have trouble saying both of those names. Man, I have trouble saying any names, but those two specifically. But those guys, I think, have the left side locked down. Creed Humphrey at center, who did have, you know, one day this week where, you know, there were some bad snaps between him and Mahomes, but you get that out of the way early in training camp. He is a left-handed center. It's going to be a little bit different for Mahomes. You know, a little bit of adjustment period, but it's really early. Definitely not worried about that yet. And then next to him, Trey Smith has started, I think, all week at right guard, which is pretty awesome, because I think that's what everybody was kind of hoping and dreaming for, but nobody really thought Andy Reid would start out with the rookie there. And so the fact that he has really gives hope that you know, he wants him to be the starter come week one. I think if he didn't want that, he wouldn't have him in there. That's not how Andy Reid works. He doesn't really play games. If you've earned a spot, he puts you in there until you show that you can't do it. And from everything I've heard from Trey Smith this week, you know, even though the offensive line linemen haven't really been going at it with pads too much yet, he looks like a bulldozer. Just, you know, like everybody thought he would be. And, you know, can't wait to see that viciousness of his in an actual game. And then at the right tackle spot, Mike Rimmer started early in the week. And then Nyang got a few reps in the middle of the week with the first team. And then at the end of the week, Nyang was in there for pretty much all of it. I do think Rimmers might have had an injury later in the week. They might have been giving him a couple days off to deal with that, kind of like similar to Travis Kelce. You know, guys who are over 30 in the heat, you know, you feel a tweak, you know, to give it a couple days rest instead of fighting through it this early in the season. That gets me really excited. That's a new guy at center, at right guard, and at right tackle. Now, I do think they want Nyang to be the swing tackle. They worked him with the second team at left tackle early in the week. Prince, Tego, whatever, I can't pronounce his last name, worked with the second team at left tackle. So if he can find a way to sneak in there and make this team, that would be very interesting too, give you four guys that can legitimately play tackle. I do think right tackle is Rimmer's spot to lose. You know, I expect him to be back in there this next week. But if the injury did linger and Nyang got to grab hold of that right tackle spot and Prince Tego wanna something go, really took over and showed that he can play left tackle with the second team. You know, that would be interesting to see how that worked things around, because then you could have Remmers as your second backup tackle and your first backup guard. And then that would shuffle things on the inside some. But I think that's a long ways off. It's just a slight possibility that my brain was kind of thinking about. Of course, like I mentioned, Kelsey, he tweaked his lower back and hip early in the week. I can totally sympathize with that because I have lower back and hip problems like crazy. And I am just in my mid-30s trying to learn how to stretch and lift and do all those things to give myself more flexibility going forward. And, you know, I'm sure he's been putting his body through a lot trying to get ready for camp. Noah Gray has filled in for him. And, you know, everything you're hearing out of camp is how good that guy looks. You know, some of his routes have been posted on Twitter, and you can just tell he doesn't move like a tight end does. There's no stiffness. You know, when he goes to make his cut, it is quick. It is lightning quick. And you can definitely tell he's got some NFL ability. He seems to have really good hands. So I'm excited to see what he can do this season. You know, if that guy could give us 30 to 40 catches this season and 400 to 500 yards, that would be a big boost from a fifth-round guy. And I'm starting to think that could be a possibility, you know, if Andy really falls in love with this guy. And then behind him, you know, Blake Bell's got some work with the first team, and then Jody Fortson has also got some work with the first team. So both of those guys are definitely getting some work. You know, at wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, that no-look pass he got from Patrick Mahomes, I think on the first day of camp with all the veterans there, was pretty amazing. If you haven't seen that highlight, it's definitely all over Twitter. You know, kind of made the linebackers look a little foolish, but it definitely wasn't their fault. Mahomes and Hill just made a crazy good play. You know, heard some good talk about Hardman this week. You know, Reed said this was a big training camp for him. I know he's made some plays. There was a video of him beating, I believe, DeAndre Baker in a one-on-one for a deep ball. And I definitely know that he's been getting a lot of work at camp. The other receivers, you know, I haven't heard just a lot about them. You know, mentions of Pringle making some catches, mentions of you know, Marcus Kemp making a few catches, you know, but, you know, nobody really just jumping out yet. As far as the young guys, Powell, there's been some mentions of him making some catches. So, definitely the names are being mentioned, but just no, you know, nobody going crazy over what they're doing yet. With the running backs, you know, Darwin Thompson's been on the COVID-19 list for all of camp so far. So I'd already mentioned about how I thought, you know, his back might be up against the wall a little bit on making the actual game day rosters. And I don't think this helps him any. Jerick McKinnon has been getting a lot of love from Mahomes and Andy Reid this week about how he's going to help the passing game and work in the passing game. So I think it's clear, you know, what role they have envisioned for him. And then CEH and Darrell Williams, you know, I've heard they've been splitting the first team work between the two of them. So I definitely think the Chiefs view those two guys as their guys going into the season. Now we get to flip over and talk a little bit about the defensive side. You know, Andy Reid mentions him at like every press conference he possibly can. And the Chiefs did clarify this week that Chris Jones' move to defensive end was made possible because of the signing of Jaron Reed. Jones mentioned in a press conference that was when he really started hearing from the Chiefs that they wanted him to make this move. Jones did come into camp, I think, just a hair over 290, he said. So that's a little lighter for him compared to the last few years. But, you know, that's still a huge guy. He's still big enough to play defensive tackle if he needed to this season. I did hear, him beating Orlando Brown on a couple reps in camp. So, you know, people getting excited seeing him on the edge. And it seems like he really loves playing out there. And he's the type of guy that just seems like, man, if he loves doing something, he's going to be much more motivated to do it. I think a lot of people are that way, but he just seems like he's a person who's full of joy. And if he can aim that joy at something, that can be really dangerous. So, you know, him, Naughty, Jaren Reed, Frank Clark, who, you know, has kind of stayed under the radar through the first week of camp, but I have heard that he's looked very good. He's obviously back to his playing weight that he was at in Seattle. If he can keep that weight on through the season, that's yet to be seen, but he's definitely heavier, definitely looks good. With the linebackers, of course, Anthony Hitchens had lost some weight. He's coming into camp a little lighter, and he tweaked a hamstring on the first day of camp. So he definitely, has not been out there, and they've worked some other linebackers in there. Neiman filled in for him the first day. But since then, I believe Reed said Willie Gay and Nick Bolton had both got a chance to have some of those reps. Willie Gay has been one of the standouts so far at camp. You look at highlights, he's in a lot of them. And a lot of it is coverage, which should make us very happy as Chiefs fans to hear, because having a good coverage linebacker is something that we've been lacking for a while. Not that we haven't had smart guys, but just we didn't really have the guys that maybe were physically capable of doing it. And Gay definitely is physically capable. He's a freak. Not just a freak for linebacker. He's a freak for any position. Once his processing starts, getting quicker and faster and faster, he won't be able to help but be a star out there on the field. That's kind of how I feel about it. There is always the chance that his processing never gets quicker, but I don't want to think about that. I want to give him every benefit of the doubt because he's a Chief, and I think, I was so excited when they drafted him. It's weird how I was so disappointed when the Chiefs drafted Bolton, and I was so happy when they drafted Willie Gay. And they'll both probably end up being, fine players for the Chiefs, but it's weird how things hit you sometimes, and that's how those two draft picks hit me. So the linebacking core, they're still sifting through some things, but it's nice to see some young talent out there. At the safety position, of course, it's still kind of your big three. You got Tyrann Mathieu, who still doesn't have a contract yet. You've got Juan Thornhill, and you've got Dan Sorensen out there. Those are kind of your big three, and then you've got people fighting behind them for spots in a roster. At corner, early in the week, Mike Hughes got the start. Later in the week, DeAndre Baker got the start with the first team, but both guys worked in. I really believe after hearing Snead talk in the press conference that he expects to play on the outside some this season. And of course, Ward is going to play on the outside. So I still think it makes sense that the Chiefs plan on playing Snead and Ward on the outside quite a bit. And right now they're just trying to find the guy who can come in and replace Snead in nickel, where Snead can move inside and do some things. And, of course, Mike Hughes and DeAndre Baker both have one big flaw, the same big flaw, and neither one of them has top-end speed. But neither did Bashaud Breeland. Bashaud Breeland didn't have top-end speed. And, he still found a way to make things work. And I believe, with the coaching these guys are getting, there's a chance that one of them, really finds a way to make things work, and if both of them do, that's just icing on the cake. And as long as you give guys help, it shouldn't be a problem. I remember Bashaud Breeland trying to cover T.Y. Hilton one-on-one and getting burned quite a bit. That was actually the last Chiefs game I've been able to go to when the Chiefs lost to the Colts. But that was just another level of quickness, and there aren't that many receivers that have that level of quickness. Juan Thornhill on the back end can give anybody help. That guy's just a freak, and if he is fully healthy with his speed, you know, he's going to help those corners a lot, cover up a lot of their failings if he has to. But there's a chance those guys, you know, working on their press, their footwork, you know, you can keep a wide receiver from being able to blow past you. There are a lot of different ways. And, you know, these guys, they know they're not the fastest. So I'm sure they've been working on that stuff for, you know, their entire careers. That's kind of everything that's happened this week that I know of that seemed interesting. I'm sure there will be more and more coming out, you know, as we go along, as things get a little bit more serious. I am so ready for football, not preseason football, but week one football, actual getting to see this Chiefs team get out there and work. And of course, the first game of the season is the Cleveland Browns, who, you know, a lot of people have penciled in as the Chiefs' main competition in the AFC this year ahead of the Buffalo Bills. So that's a doozy week one. And, you know, the Chiefs will have to be ready. They'll have to be ready on defense. You know, the Browns have a balanced offensive attack. So that should be a great game. And I am so ready for it, even though I know there's so much work that's got to be put in until that game gets here. But that's all I've got. I hope you guys have a great week, and go Chiefs.